Anybody ready?
Yes.
Shastra Vishrutatma Surariha
I need to practice that.
Can I just ask something? In terms of when you recite these at home, is there anything you can say about, like, is it, do you have to be in a certain state of mind where you're really focused, otherwise don't do it, or anything you can say about
I would,
it?
Well, you want to be present when you're doing it, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
You don't want to be distracted.
Yeah.
But if otherwise...
Let's do the name.
Otherwise, I mean, say Om Tat Sat before you chant it,
yeah,
and after.
Yeah.
But it's better when you're doing these to have a certain attitude, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to 210. No, we did that.
212.
Sorry.
212. That's on page 61. If anybody needs scratch paper to write, we don't write on these handouts.
Yeah.
Let me know.
Satya, everybody have it?
Thank you. I should have it. Oh, no, I don't. Is this the next one?
It's in the packet.
How far did we just reset it? 24?
Is that your own page? Do you have yours? Yeah. Okay, we're okay. Good, we're good. Please repeat after me. We're on 212. Satyaha.
Oh.
Satyaha.
Could you?
Sorry.
Okay. Sorry. Not your kid, his father.
Okay, please repeat after me. 212, Satyaha.
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 Satya Vachana Dharma Rupa Twat.
Satya Vachana Dharma Rupa Twat.
Satyaha.
Satyaha.
Satyasya.
Satyasya.
Satyam Iti.
Satyam Iti.
Satyasya Satyam Iti Va.
Satya,
yes. Satya, Satya. Okay. So, Satya Vachana. Vachana means speaking. So, Satya Vachana, speaking the truth. The Satya Vachana Dharma is the Dharma which is speaking the truth. It's a Karma Dharya. The speaking of the truth, it means in English, speaking the truth is that Dharma. The Dharma which is speaking the truth. Okay? Rupa taught. Because of being having the nature, Bhagawan has that one of all of the dharmas for Bhagawan. All of the dharmas belong to Bhagawan. All of the order, you know. The Satya Vachana is one of those dharmas, because of his rupa nature, having for itself that dharma of speaking the truth. He is called Satyaha. You see what I mean? Because that Satya Vachana dharma is Bhagawan, as are all dharmas, but it is Bhagawan. So then also, satyasya satyam itiva, or the truth of the truth. So what any truth that is being, that is existing there, Bhagawan is the truth of that truth. Right? There's something that the Satya Vachana is one of the most important of the dharmas. Of all the dharmas that are there, all of the values that we have, some say that the very most important of those is Satya Vachana. And so Swamiji, in the end of the first paragraph, he cites the Maha Narayana Upanishad in the section known as the Jnana Sadhana Nirupana. What that means is the analysis of the different sadhanas for jnana, for knowledge, in terms of Antakarana Shuddhi. Jnana, sadhana, nirupana. Nirupana means the investigation or analysis of all of the sadhanas. And for antakarana shuddhi, it's called vyupaya nishtha. all of those sadhanas that bring about antikarana shuddhi that are necessary in order for you to gain knowledge of those sadhanas. He says, there's part, the ending part of a quote that Swamiji gives, because in the Mahanarayana Upanishad is 4.79. You'll see this in your book. Anyway, he says, Tasmat satyam paramam varanti. Therefore, of all of these sadhanas, having given an exposition on this, of all of those sadhanas, the idea is this. Therefore, of all of those sadhanas, this satyavachanam is paramam, is the most important. Because so many things come from that. There's no conflict in your mind. What you say is true, well, it goes like this. What you do is true to what you say you will do, for instance. And whatever you say is true to what you think. You think a lot more things than what you say, right? You're not going to say everything you think. Hopefully.
No. I hope not.
That's why I'm joking about that. But what you do say is true to what you think. And then if what you say is what you think is true, but you have a doubt, you're not sure, then you will say, this is what I think it is, but I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. In teaching, this is really important, right? Because you get on a roll and you want to know everything, but you don't know everything. And you might have an idea about something, what it is, but then you have to say, I think it is this, I'll look it up or I'll find out, I'm not sure. That's very important. Because otherwise you're passing on some maybe incorrect understanding.
Or incomplete.
Incomplete or whatever. So you just incorporate that. Swamiji was so funny about this because he practiced this completely. I remember when often we'd be in satsang, and somebody would ask Swamiji a question, and he wouldn't be sure. So he would send one of the brahmacharis up to his room to bring down his books. and then he would, because he would be interested, you know, he wanted to know. And so then, right then and there, he'd be, you know, thumbing through and reading and studying. And so we'd all be kind of sitting there like for 15 minutes sometimes, 15 minutes as he was looking into this. Yeah, and then he would talk about it.
Would you say that the only thing that has greater importance is ahimsa? So that, like, in speaking the truth, there should not be ahimsa. So you don't speak what
would
be
hurtful.
Unless you have that role.
Let me talk about Bhaktapas. I'm just saying what's here in the Mahanarayana, that how the Upanishads or in the value system, satyam is so praised.
Okay.
That's what I want you to understand. Even in the Type 3 Upanishad, you know, satyam, it comes again and again, satyam being praised. Now, if I want to get into Vaktapas, means what we don't want to say everything that we know or everything that we think. But whatever we say, decide to say, it should be satyam, right? It should also be, it should be true, it should be hitam, it should be useful and beneficial, right?
Okay.
And it should be priyam, that's where the ahimsa comes in. It should be something that is not hurtful, is pleasing, you know? If you're somebody's guru or their teacher or their parent, it should still be satyam and hitam, and sometimes it's not so nice to hear. The priyam, it's priyam in the long run, but not in the short run. Because there's some corrections are needed, but really in your everyday relationships, you're not in a position to give these corrections. You know, it's not in the relationship. So you have to say, is that appropriate for me? Has this person given me permission to make these corrections that may not be something which the person wants to hear? And so what does your role include this apriyam? You see what I mean? So the general thing is, that's called bhaktapas. May my speech be satyam, hitam, and priyam. Okay? Okay, so...
Is that what's in this...
I'm adding that because of Deva's question. So here Swamiji says on the satya, this is nice, on the satyasya satyam, satyam. The world has a vyavaharika satyatva. Vyavaharika means empirical reality, the shared reality. So that's one type of satyam, which allows various transactions to take place, including the performance of Vaidika karmas. The Vaidika karmas are the rituals that are held in the Upanishads and the actions, the dharmas that are held in the, in the Vedas, right? It is Ishwara who lends satyatva, you know, beingness to the world. Being the satyasya, satya, the truth of the reality of this universe, he is satya. Satyatva means that state of being, existence itself. He is the very being of the whole creation. So, in that sense, he's the satya of the satyasya.
Let's so do, when let's you do say another the one. Truth of the truth, that comes out, how do you translate that?
The one who is the sat chit ananda of the whole creation, the very being, the very truth of the whole creation. The one who is there is the sat chit of the vyavahara, the empirical reality. Okay? There's different ways of taking it.
You could
interpret it in many different ways. Yeah. We'll do one more. Satya parakramaha.
Satya parakramaha.
Satyaha avitataha.
Satyaha avitataha.
Parakramaha.
Parakramaha.
Yasya.
Yasya.
Saha.
Saha.
Satya parakramaha.
Satya parakramaha.
Parakrama means, it has different meanings. It means like your power or your strength or your courage. But often when we're using parakrama, it means the ability to successfully remove any obstruction that is there. You have the power and the strength to do that. Like, say, a warrior, like the Mahabharata, a warrior who is able to plow through the defenses of the army has great parakrama, that ability to remove the obstacles or the obstructions. It also just means strength and courage and, you know, fortitude. But take it as often being used as the one who has the strength to remove the obstacles. Bhagawan is such a parakramaha. He never fails at that. His parakrama is infallible. He doesn't fail. So Swamiji says, the one whose capacity to remove obstacles is not wasted. And as you may have the fortitude and the strength and the courage to remove the obstacle, but you're not able to. So all of your energy and all of your power that you put into it is not successful. But for Bhagawan, that's not an option, right? Because it's his very creation, his very being. So if he makes a sankalpa to remove an obstacle, the obstacle is removed. That's the idea. So satyaha avitata. Vidata means something in vain or false, right? So, but avitata means that which is not in vain, that which is not false. Okay, so satya avitata negates the vitata, right? Parakrama, whose parakramaha is never, Swamiji, is never wasted, is never negated. If you make an intention, but it doesn't work out. It's in vain.
So if you make a sankalpa, does that mean Ishwara is going to make help with that, or is he going to make a sankalpa?
We're talking about Ishwara sankalpa, which is really just a manifestation of whatever goes on in the universe. There's nobody that's sitting up there in heaven making a sankalpa. So avitata parakramaha yasya saha satya parakramaha. Okay? Let's do 2:14. Nimishaha.
Nimishaha.
Nimilite netre.
Nimilite netre.
Asya iti.
Asya iti.
Nimishaha.
Nimishaha.
Nimilite netre. Netre is in the dual. Eyes, the two eyes, nimilite, are closed. Asya iti nimishaha. The one whose eyes are closed, right? The one whose eyes are closed, at pralaya. The eyes are still closed. Just think of it. When you close your eyes, like we can use it as, this is an example, like now here I am, and the creation is manifest for me, right? Now just try it. When you close your eyes, you're still completely here. But there's no manifestation of the creation. So my eyes are open, the creation is manifest, closed. Nothing has happened. Nothing happens, right? When you close your eyes, nothing happens. You're still completely there in exactly the same way, but the creation is not manifest. So here, Nimishaha, the one whose eyes are closed, and in 2:15, Animishaha, the one whose eyes are open. Mm-hmm. Right? So we'll see 2:15 next time. Okay.
Om Swasti Prajabhyah Paripalyantam Nyayena Margena Mahim Mahishah Go Brahmanebhyah Shubhamastu Nityam Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu Kale Varshatu Parjanyah Kritili Srasya Shalini Desho yam chobharitah brahmana santu nirbhayah Om sarve bhavantu sukhinah Sarve santu niramayah Sarve bhadrani pashyantu Ma kaschit dukha bhag bhavet Asato ma sadgamaya Tamaso ma jyotirgamaya Mrityorma amritam gamaya Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.